This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Don't even think about doing anything else.
Wait, where are you going? We are not done here.
Because it's time to play America's favorite celebrity game show.
We're all here to play Password!
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, August 9th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Olivia Newton-John, the English-Australian singer and actress beloved for her portrayal of Sandy in Grease, died Tuesday at her Southern California home. She was 73. A statement on her official Facebook page did not cite her cause of death, but Newton-John fought breast cancer for over 30 years, and the statement did include a reference to her long battle with the disease and her charitable efforts. Newton-John had a long-ranging career in entertainment, most notably as a songwriter and recording artist. She sold an estimated 100 million records worldwide, making her one of the best-selling artists of all time. She won 4 Grammy Awards and scored 5 number one Billboard Hot 100 singles in her lifetime, as well as over 15 top 10 singles. For millions, she'll be best remembered as good girl-turned-greaser Sandy in 1978 film Grease opposite John Travolta. The film made her the second woman in history at that time to have 2 singles in the Billboard Top 5 simultaneously, with Hopelessly Devoted to You and Summer Nights, while You're the One That I Want also landed in the top 5. After the success of Grease, she was able to rough up her image a bit, much like Sandy, and released edgier singles like A Little More Love and Physical, the latter of which went on to become the number one single of the 1980s, topping the charts for 10 consecutive weeks. In addition to her star turn in Grease, Newton-John racked up numerous film credits throughout her career, including turns in Funny Things Happen Down Under, Tomorrow, Xanadu, Two of a Kind, It's My Party, Sordid Lives, Score, a hockey musical, and A Few Best Men. Newton-John also made multiple television appearances, guest starring as herself on numerous shows including Murphy Brown, Ned and Stacy, and Glee. On Glee, she recreated her physical video with star Jane Lynch, and the appearance returned her to the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time since 1998. In addition to her guest starring appearances, she also hosted her own Australian animal and nature series, Wildlife, for several years. In other news, Top Gun Maverick just keeps climbing higher and higher. Tom Cruise's legacy sequel is now the 7th highest grossing film ever at the domestic box office, a distinction previously held by Titanic. Maverick hit $662 million over the weekend, putting it just ahead of the $659 million pulled in by James Cameron's 1997 blockbuster. This milestone makes Maverick the biggest movie ever put out by Paramount, which also released Titanic. Cameron's romantic epic still reigns at the global box office, however, having earned $2.2 billion internationally. It stands at 3rd on the list of highest-grossing films of all time, just behind Avatar and Avengers Endgame. And Pac-Man, the beloved video game that's been chomping up fans since 1980, is getting his own live-action movie. The film, a joint venture between Wayfarer Studios and Bandai Namco Entertainment Inc., is based on an idea by producer Chuck Williams, one of the minds behind 2020's Sonic the Hedgehog. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. A disturbing new documentary is streaming on Netflix today, and it is our number 3 pick, I Just Killed My Dad. The harrowing docuseries follows the story of Anthony Templet, a teenager who shot and killed his father and immediately admitted to it. Templet adamantly claims that it was in self-defense that he committed the murder, but once at the police station, he is left without a scratch. But through police questioning and surveillance video, dark secrets about Templet's father are revealed. Here is a preview.
The scariest thing about Anthony is he's just kind of like a blank slate. I don't know if he has empathy.
We've now learned Anthony Templet is accused of shooting and killing his father.
He died at the hands of his own son.
He said his father physically attacked him. I did not see any bruising or injuries to Anthony.
He was definitely shooting to kill.
This is not just a random shooting. Maybe there's a reason.
I shouldn't be charged with anything because I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, dear friend, I know your secret.
Bert lived a secret life.
But I just can't keep.
I really thought that I would never see Bert again. Another night. I forgot what an evil man he was.
Bert wanted to control everything.
The entire house is on surveillance cameras.
At every moment, I was being tracked by something.
Anthony doesn't know his birth date. He doesn't know his address.
He never put me in public school, and I never understood why.
What have you done?
He was legitimately a missing child.
They came right in the house and took it.
What have you done?
Was this really self-defense?
Second-degree murder is a life sentence. This kid's entire life's on the line.
911, where is your emergency?
I just killed my dad.
Well, should Templet be charged with murder? And what really happened behind closed doors with this family full of lies? Watch to find out. All three episodes of the limited series, I Just Killed My Dad, are streaming on Netflix now. Our next pick is coming in hot, the mid-season finale of All Rise. Heading into the episode, two of the show's central couples are having some issues. Last week, Robin put his career ahead of his marriage with Lola and their friendship with Mark, which is one of the issues they have to work through. As for Mark, he finally meets Amy's sick husband and learns that she's not been honest with him about her intention to marry Mark or with Mark about submitting her divorce papers. Also, last we saw Sherry, she was heading to meet her parents, who she has a complicated relationship with. In tonight's mid-season finale, Mark and Teddy try to convict Brandon Page using Emily's client, while Lola meets with her former flame Andre, and Mark confronts Amy. Here's a preview.
Really, Callan? Meeting Collier behind my back?
Wait. You've had signed divorce papers this whole time and haven't submitted them, and I'm the bad guy. Let's just go ahead and unravel that gut punch.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have my reasons.
What reason could you possibly have for not wanting to start our life together? Or is that it? This, whatever this is just, it's no longer working for you.
You are so way off base.
Then what is it? This whole time, I thought Collier was the holdout, and it's you.
Wait, where are you going? We are not done here.
I've got a big prelim in 802. We can cage fight this out later.
All of that, by the way, plus, as the network describes it, a tragedy strikes the courtroom. So we can expect a jam-packed end to the first half of the season when All Rise airs tonight on OWN at 8. It's trivia time. The beloved game show Password is back on NBC and with host Kiki Palmer, but more on that in just a minute. The game show originally aired in 1961, and it's had two revivals and three alternate versions. So, which of the following was not one of the alternate Password series titles? Super Password, Million Dollar Password, or Mega Password? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick, which I think you might be able to figure out what it is. What to watch. We'll be right back.
Oso.
No one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It's time to play America's favorite celebrity game show, and mine, Password. The classic game show is back, and this time with a new host, new players, and new celebrity guest stars. The beloved game show pits two teams of two players against each other with the task of giving one-word clues to get their partner to guess the one-word answer. Jimmy Fallon has featured the game on The Tonight Show many times over the years, and now he'll be a regular player on the show, which is hosted by Kiki Palmer. Here is a preview of the first episode where Fallon and celeb guest John Hamm pay tribute to Betty White, who was a regular on the original and married its host, Alan Ludden.
So do you want to play or do you want to pass?
The password is Gallup.
First off, before I start this, I want to say I'm honored to play with John Hamm.
Thank you. Thanks very much. This is what is called in the show business, stalling for time, because he doesn't know what he wants to say.
He's
no,
on
you know what I wanted to say? Obviously, this is a legendary game, Password, and the great Alan Ludden, Betty White. I just want to say, John and I did a sketch together with Betty White. With Betty White. Yes. So this is Betty, this is for you.
Betty.
Yeah.
Do you need more time? Because
I'll play. Horse.
Riding.
We're coming to you, John.
Oh, that's great, because I have a Betty White story.
Yeah. Good luck.
Right
good
after
luck.
We did the sketch, I had a quick change, and Betty White saw me in my underpants.
There you go.
Oh, what a treat.
Legendary.
She did not look away.
And we'll leave it at that for now. You'll have to tune in to see if they figured out the word. Anyway, clues can get tricky. Players' patience will be tested. Will stars, including Meghan Trainor, Tony Hale, and Martin Short, get their partner to guess the password? Well, you're going to have to tune in to find out. Password premieres tonight at 10 on NBC. And finally, today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following was not one of the alternate titles for the game show Password? Super Password, Million Dollar Password, or Mega Password? Well, it's a great name for one version of the lottery, Mega Millions, but alas, not the name of a version of this show. The answer is Mega Password. The third alternate title was Password Plus, though it was actually supposed to be titled Password 79 for the year it premiered, but celebrity guest Carol Burnett coined the term Password Plus for all the new elements that were added to the show, and it stuck. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Alamon Johannes, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.